This is Femme-Nottingham. Women's stories, women's experiences, women's lives, women.
This week, we're talking mainstream feminism and mainstream sexism more specifically. So the issue that has come to light, and it's a Nottingham-based issue that has made national headlines. It is a Christmas display that came out about 2 weeks ago. On one side, it's models in suits and it says dress to impress this Christmas period. And on the other side of the display is women in underwear and it says must have frilly little knickers. This has caused outrage, particularly in Nottingham. A lot of feminist groups have really kicked off about this, and it's understandable why, but I also understand why people might think of this as an overreaction. And that is part of the issue with feminism in 2018, that there is a lot of disagreement with what is sexist, and there's a lot of disagreement about what people think is too PC, is too politically correct. So feminists has labelled this Marks and Spencer's window display as sexist and vomit inducing. It's normalising damaging gender stereotypes. Women are just being condensed down to their underwear and their sexuality. And so at first it may just look like advertising items that both men and women wear. It's an example of advertising that, how many people has this gone through for it to be okayed? It's like the Pepsi advert with Kendall Jenner all over again. The word that people are really taking issue with, and I understand, is must have. So essentially people are really getting upset about the fact that Christmas underwear, saying that that's the must-have item for women in Britain, is distasteful when there's so many issues with poverty at the moment, particularly in Britain. For working and non-working people, the true necessities are things like warmth, shelter, food. It's saying that representing women as being preoccupied with fancy little knickers, whereas men are next to them being presented as powerful in suits, saying that that's how they should dress to impress, is a real juxtaposition, and it is just to normalise stereotypes, essentially. Somebody looked into the M&S pay gap and it's 12.3%, and they said, dear Marks and Spencers, your pay gap is 12.3% and you think, quote unquote, fancy little knickers is what women must have. Pay your women's staff properly and stop insulting the rest of us. We got in touch with a few people off the post and they came back and wrote, as a feminist and a mother to a young daughter, I felt embarrassed that I yet again had to explain why women are depicted with so little self-respect. And she goes on to say, when companies insist on men being fully clothed and women showcasing lingerie only, it sends a message about women's place in society as objects to titillate. The campaign was painfully poor and ignored the wide issues and their contribution to the maintaining sexist stereotypes. However, people have come back and supported M&S. Lots of people do think this has been a complete overreaction, and somebody tweeted saying, I've just read about the Nottingham window. My word, the whole world is going nuts. I love it, and I love treating myself to great knickers from M&S. Keep up the great work. Nottinghamshire Live, which is a media group in Nottingham, did a poll earlier this week across all demographics. So it was all ages, men and women. And the question was, do you think it's sexist? This poll came out saying that people in Nottingham didn't think that the window display was sexist. 69% said it wasn't sexist, 18% thought it was, and 13% didn't care. So 70% essentially is a massive landslide to say that it's not sexist. So a lot of people have turned around and said, well, surely then it's just a minority of angry radical feminists calling people out on this, and actually they really need to calm down. I don't think that's the case, because I did a very small straw poll here at uni and it came out about half and half. People agree that it was misjudged and it was sexist, but it's not a main issue, and there are far more campaigns that have been radically and more ridiculously sexist than this M&S one. So normally when we talk about an issue like abortion laws or pay gap, something like that, tends to be quite an agreement on the text, and listeners all tend to be pretty much in consensus, but not this time. It's very split. We've got people like Jade and Peter saying that it's completely wrong and grossly offended by the advert, but then we've got other people like Lauren who are saying, actually, I don't think it's that bad and it needs to be looked at with a bit of a pinch of salt, and people are getting a little bit upset about nothing, essentially. And that's really interesting that in 2018 this is still very debatable, and what we view as sexist is very personal to how people are offended by things. Some people say, yeah, that's horrible, and some people are thinking, yeah, actually, I think it is an overreaction. I think we need to calm down about how much we do react to things like this. And I think this is why things like feminism get such a bad rep from quote unquote the PC brigade, that we're nitpicking at certain things like this. It seems like nitpicking when it's small window displays and the message isn't obviously clear. But it's things like this that reinforce a message. It's things like this that reinforce women's roles, an inferior message. And I suppose the argument is, if we don't stop the little things like these window displays, the bigger issues like the pay gap and women not being able to go into the workplace because they don't think they can, because they're constantly being reinforced by lots of little things that we don't even realise are happening to us. We don't even realise that the advertising is having this effect on how we perceive ourselves and our gender. So things like that, I think, are really important. M&S, I contacted earlier this week because I explained that doing a show, and I mentioned about Feminosigam and the backlash they were currently receiving about the window, and I asked them for a statement for what they thought behind the display and what their views were. And the response I got: thank you for contacting us regarding the Nottinghamshire window display. Both the men's and women's wear items are featured in our recently released Christmas advert, which is why advertising them in our store window makes sense. These particular displays is a combination put together for Christmas across our stores. It's part of a wider campaign that features a large variety of must-have Christmas moments, from David Gandy washing up in our M&S suit through to our families snuggling up in matching PJs. Now, thought it was interesting they're standing by it and not taking it down despite the fact that they've admitted that there's been backlash. I thought the other really interesting thing was the mention of David Gandy washing up. What I can only assume there was that they saw people are getting offended by women in underwear, and he's immediately emailed me back and said, oh, but look, we have men washing up too. But it's not a one-for-one situation. It doesn't right the wrong. Issues like this, while on the surface, on the facade, look very, very small, just show the underlying prejudices and stereotypes that are still in our society. I've been joined by the lovely Big Picture Gang. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So I brought you in just to talk a little bit about what you guys thought about the M&S display. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, it's blatantly sexist. I can't think of any situation where it could be seen as positive for women. If you're walking past any kind of shop, I think also as a woman, you're aware of the fact that quite often how clothes are shown is not in a particularly positive way towards women. It is usually incriminating and uncomfortable. To see something that stark a difference, and for that to be used as an advertising campaign that's meant to be seen as positive for the company, it's just baffling that people are looking at this and thinking it's
okay.
Anything else.
Yeah. The argument is that there are so many more overtly sexist ad campaigns out there, and that this is actually not that bad. And I'd actually say, just because it's not that bad doesn't mean it's okay.
Yes.
I would quite agree. I think my line of thinking is quite similar to Rebecca's. It's like, it's not the fact that they've got a display that's advertising lingerie or underwear, it's the juxtaposition
exactly,
compared to what's, you know, an advertising display with what's seen as very positive values like business, smartness, and that's seemingly something that can only be achieved by men. And whereas, I mean, this was how I saw it, was, and you know, women are yet again reduced to a role of, you know, glorified clothes horse. It kind of reminded me a bit of there's in the I paper yesterday, they had best Christmas gifts for teenagers.
Yeah,
another kind of very gendered display where boys were said, oh, well, you should have things that are to do with science, astronomy, feed your curious mind. And all the gifts for girls were, this is how you bling your phone up, this is the best selfie stick, this is kind of, and it never ends, really.
Do you think it's because there is the market for it? Do you think that's because girls are more tending to buy that kind of stuff? Or do you think it's because we're inflicting the stereotype upon young girls and young boys?
I think the only reason there's a market for it is because that's been going on for so long, because the fact that the market has tried to push that agenda on young women for hundreds of years. It's not because, and when people say this, they go, oh, what if they're wanting to find these certain products, you know, makeup, etc., that are stereotyped with something that's particularly meant to be feminine, But the truth is, we have pushed through, like, commercialization has made it worse. Companies push these agendas on young men and women, and it's very young women as well, that are told, you know, this is what you should be getting, because they know that they can easily be influenced just to benefit their company. It's got nothing to do with what people actually want. It's about how the market can be shaped and how people can be shaped according to the market as well.
Yeah, it feeds off itself.
Yeah,
I completely agree. Thank you, E.T. And I think the interesting thing here is, regardless of how small this seems, regardless of how frivolous this may seem to call this out as being incredibly sexist, it's small steps like this that will make the difference in the end. And if we keep saying to companies like this, this isn't okay, this is not how we want to present women in 2018, hopefully at some point someone will get the message.